Dale Young. I live in the Sundry Olds area. Shout out to my longtime sponsor, the Calgary Flames Ambassadors and the Calgary Stampeders, and along with at Grand Prairie Astro Rentals.
Excellent, Dale. So just walk us through how you're feeling coming into this year. You had a real nice run there a couple seasons ago and got the rookie honors there. Then last year you tried to earn your spot and then wound up maybe taking a half a step back, and now you got another chance to start off this season as one of those eight vying for four spots. So just how are you feeling with the way things have gone over the last couple years to get you to this point again?
Well, I'm excited about where we're at right now. We started there 2 years ago and got our feet wet with the big thoroughbred horses. And last summer we had a great summer. Actually, we didn't make the WPCA tour, but we ran with the CPCA, and it was a great summer for us. And we tried a lot of new horses and learned a lot of things about these horses and how to care and keep them on the road and where to position some of the new ones to us. And now this spring, we're excited. We're ready to roll with a good group of horses, a big, deep barn of nice thoroughbreds.
Excellent. So the pressure is on the eight of you that do have the opportunity here to go to Grand Prairie this week and then to Bonneville next. So just what's your approach going to be here as you guys try and get one of those permit spots there as the season begins?
Like you said, there's eight of us competing for four spots, and there's eight very good outfits. So it's a horse race, and we'll try to stay clean, and the horses are in shape and running fast. So as long as I drive like I should and we get some good positioning on the track, we've got as good a chance as anybody, I think.
You bet. What is the track up in Grand Prairie like, and what's it like starting off the season with a five-night show?
The facilities up at Grand Prairie are a beautiful racetrack. They've got barn facilities for the horses, and we're back in the pine trees and sand, and it's an all-weather track, so rain or shine, we can go, and it's good, safe conditions for the horses. So it's a great place for the first 5 days, yep.
And so, yeah, what are your expectations for this week here to kick off the season?
Well, the expectations are to run fast and clean. That's our goal, and we'll see how we line up against the other outfits that are competing for them permit spots.
Excellent. And just tell us a little bit about your outfit there and what your horses look like going into the season.
Well, we've been training since the 1st of April at home, and we were able to utilize the racetrack in Sundry there at the rodeo grounds and do some spring training there as well. And so now that we got to Grand Prairie, we had a few extra days. We were here early and hooked some teams and let them see the big long track that's here, and they're looking good, so we should be good.
For the WPCA, obviously there's been some really productive tarp sales and things like that already, so just overall, do you have a good feel about this season with all of the drivers and the WPCA in general?
Oh yes, they're WPCA is like the best of the best drivers, and a lot of the beautiful facilities they run at, and it's a good group to be competing for, and it's not easy to get in, and we will do our best to get there.
Excellent. Anything else that you wanted to add at this time, Dale?
Well, we've had a lot of support from a lot of people back home that phone calls and texts and that we've got a lot of people rooting for us, so we're going to do our best and do the sponsors proud do the best we can.
That's excellent. Well, we wish you well as well, and look forward to following your progress again throughout the upcoming Chuck Wagon season. Dale, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for reaching out, and it's great to get support from the local radio station.